Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Erev and Daf Mem Tes. We will begin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav. So Gemara begins to analyze what we had learned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim. The Mishnah had discussed when there were three Chatzeris lined up, one next to each other. Each one of those Chatzeris opens to the Rishus Rabbim. The two other Chatzeris have made an Erev with the middle Chatzer, but they had not made an Erev with each other. So according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon, the middle Chatzer could carry to each one of the two outer Chatzeris. The two outer Chatzeris could carry to the middle Chatzer, but the two outer Chatzeris, since they did not make an Erev with each other, cannot carry to each other. Divrei Rav Shimon, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Chum disagree, and they say Rishus Achas Mishameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos. The middle Rishus serves to the two side Rishuyos, meaning since each one of these two Ader Chatzeris had made an Erev with the Chatzer in the middle, therefore the halacha is that each one of these Ader Chatzeris could carry into the middle Chatzer. The middle chatzer cannot carry out to the two side chatzeris. And the reason is, and we're going to have this vort more than once in today's shir, because since this middle chatzer had made two erivs, it had made an eriv to the right side, and made an eriv with the left side, so each side pulls it in its direction, but you can't be in two places at the same time. So since you can't be in two places at the same time, so therefore this middle chatzer cannot carry with either of the chatzeris. But the two side chatzeris, although they can't carry with each other because they didn't make an Erev with each other, since each one of them only made one Erev, and that one Erev that they made was an Erev towards the middle, could carry into the middle chatzer. So according to Rav, both Rav Shimon and the Chacham agree that the two Ader Chatzeris could carry into the middle. The Machlokes is regarding the middle Chatzer. Rav Shimon holds that the middle Chatzer could carry to the side Chatzeris as well, and the Chachamim disagree. Says the Gemara, Kamrita Kamei de Shmuel, as we know throughout Shas, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud both of Rav and Shmuel. So says the Gemara, he first said this Gemara in the name of Rav, and then he came to Shmuel, and he said a halacha to Shmuel. Omeli, and Shmuel told me, Afsu Divrei Rav Shimon, even Rav Shimon, who in our Mishnah represents the more lenient opinion, he'll agree that the middle chatzer cannot carry to the two outer chatzeris. And the reason is as we just stated. The reason that the middle chatzer cannot carry to the two chatzeris, outer chatzeris, because since they had made an Erev in both directions, once they made an Erev in both directions pull that chatzer in their direction, but you can't be at two places at the same time. And since you can't be at two places at the same time, you can't carry to either one. And the Chachamim, again, who are certainly more machmer than Reb Shimon, will hold Shishloshna Surus, that in this case, nobody could carry. The outer ones cannot carry with the middle can't carry with the outer ones, and certainly, the two outer ones cannot carry with each other. That's the most obvious halacha that everybody agrees to, because since these two outer chatzeris did not make an Erev with each other, there's no way they could carry with each other. So it turns out, if we want to summarize and understand the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, there's two facets to their machlokes. One is regarding Rav Shimon's opinion. According to Rav, Rav Shimon will allow the outer chatzeris to carry to the middle, and the middle chatzeris to carry with the outer. The only thing Rav Shimon holds it's usur is that the outer chatzeris may not carry with each other. According to Shmuel, The only thing Rav Shimon allows is for the outer chatzeris to carry with the middle. But he will agree that the middle chatzeris cannot carry to the outer chatzeris. That's one machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. The other machloikus of Rav and Shmuel is in the opinion of that's the machloikus and understanding the opinion of Shimon. And then the machloikus and understanding the opinion of the Chachamim, according to Rav, even though that they can't allow the middle chatzah to carry with the outer chatzeris, the outer ones could carry with the middle. And according to Shmuel, the Chachamim hold that they never could carry one with each other in whatever permutation will try to come up. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yehuda Aliv de Shmuel. So Gemara says it's a braisa that supports Shmuel's understanding of the machloikis of Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, particularly the opinion of Rav Shimon. Om Rav Shimon, Lam Amada Doiva. The braisa continues that Rav Shimon talks about the other din that we learned in the Mishnah. It speaks about three people who are on the road, and the two outer people, they're in a row. The two outer people, and they're stuck because they're past their tchum. And as we learned, you're limited once you pass your tchum. The two outer people are more than 8 amos away from each other, and the middle person is in the middle. That the halacha is that the two outer people could bring things to the middle, and he could bring things to the outside, but the two outer people are too far from each other and they can't get to each other. On that says Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, that was the main subject that we're discussing in our Mishnah. And Rav Shimon continued, we have these three chatzeris lined up one after the other. And also Psuchos L'Shus Rabim, each one of these chatzeris are open to L'Shus Rabim. And if the two outer chatzeris made an error with the middle chatzer, Shizu, the outer chutz mevim meichel mitoich beisai, it could bring food from its home for chelis and eat it in the inner chutz because it made an error with it. Vizu and the other outer chutz mevim mitoich beisai for chelis could bring food from its chutz and eat it in its chutz. Zu machseris meisra, and then after it finished, one of the outer chatzeris finished eating and has leftover food, it could take it back to its chatzer, the toich beisa. The zu and the other outer chatzer, machzera meisra the toich beisa, it could take the food back to its chatzer. Avchamim shlosh the masuris, and the Taras Chaim says, why does the Bryce have to also speak about the leftover? So the Taras Chaim says that once we're bringing back leftovers, the Bryce is telling us we need not be concerned that everybody's going to bring back the wrong leftovers. There's no reason to make such a gzeira. But what do we see from this Bryce? That Rav Shimon allows the outer chatzeris to carry into the middle chatzer, but he does not allow the middle chatzer to carry out to the outer chatzeris. Because if we look in the Braisa, when he explains his opinion, he says that the outer chatzeres are carrying into the middle one, but he doesn't speak at all about the middle chatzer carrying to the outer chatzeres. Why? Because obviously, it's like Shmuel said, that even Rav Shimon agrees that the middle chatzer can never carry to the outer chatzer. Vazel Shmuel Tameh, and says the Gemara, this is Shmuel consistent with his opinion elsewhere. Dama Shmuel, Chotzer ben Shnei Mavos. You have a Chotzer with two Mavis on the two sides of the Chotzer. It's open on one side to a Mavi and to the other side to a Mavi. And the people in that middle Chotzer walk to both Mavi. So the Halach is, Irvim Shneim, if this Chotzer made an Erev with both of his Chotzeris, Asurim Shneim, then it can't carry to either one of the chatzeris. Why? Because since the middle chatzer made an error with each one of the side mavis, so it gets schlepped, it gets pulled in both directions. Each one pulls it in that direction. Since each one pulls it in that direction, that's why the halacha will be that it doesn't have anywhere to go. And that's exactly what Shmuel said in our case, that when the middle chotzer made an Erev with the two sides, you can't carry there. In other words, the Rashi and the Rishonim take it a step further. We've learned in our Masechta that the rule is Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erev. We always follow the more lenient approach. So certainly, the psak that we have to follow in our Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon, as we understand, is the more lenient approach. But, says Shmuel, even though I will follow Reb Shimon's opinion, because Reb Shimon is the more lenient approach, there's only that far Reb Shimon is going. And Reb Shimon is allowing the outer chatzeris to carry into the middle chatzer, but he still won't let the middle chatzer carry to the outer chatzeris. Continues the Gemara and the Braisa to speak about this case that we just spoke about, when you have a chatzer between two movies, what do you do? Lo irvim shneim, if the chatzer did not make an error with any of the two chatzeris, so then oseres al shneim. So then you can't carry from any chatzer to the movi, because since the people of the chatzeris have drisus regal in these movis, so therefore, since they didn't have a erev with any of these two sides, nobody could carry it. If the chatzer in the middle is more accustomed to go with one movi, not with the other movi, so since that's the movi where this, the people of this chatzer always carry and walk, usher, so therefore you can't carry from the movi to that chatzer, and that movi, since there is no erev there, even the people on the other side of the movi won't be able to carry there. The zesh ain't regilaba, but the one that usually doesn't walk to, mutter, because it's not really considered its movi. So the only people that have to make an erev chatzeris with that movi are the people on the other side of the movi. So if they make a proper erev, we're fine. However, comments the Gemara, Amar Rav Baruch Huna, if the chatzer chose, or for whatever reason, did make an erev with the one with the side that it normally doesn't carry to, puter regila. So that side can't carry, because what happened here is, by making an erev with that side, it showed that that's the movi that they consider auxiliary to them, and therefore they're not considered as inhabitants on the other side, and since they're not considered as inhabitants on the other side, they don't affect it at all. If the side where the people of the middle chatzer always walk to made their own movi, so in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that when we have nobody making an erev, then we have nobody making an erev. So then we have to say that the side where the middle chatzah usually carries is the one that's going to have an issue, as we said before, because that's the place that we really consider that chatzah belonging to. But let's say that side made an erev. An erev rogel atzmai. If the side to which the mother usually carries did make an erev, but the side that it doesn't usually walk to did not choose to make an erev, and the middle chatzah didn't make it anywhere, it did not make any erev at all. Says the Gemara, since that side didn't make an erev anyway, and it didn't make an erev anyway, so there's nothing to lose by saying that the middle chatzah should belong there. All we're going to do is do something nice. What we're going to do is say that we're pushing the middle chatzer in that direction. Nobody could carry there anyway because there was no erev. And we'll say that the other side that did make an erev, at least they should be able to carry. And that's what's known throughout Shas as Koifen Anshi Sodoim. The Anshi Sodoim, we know, were people that just did bad. They weren't nice, even when there was no reason to be not, even when they had nothing to gain by not being nice. Here, the middle chatzah won't be able to carry anywhere. They make an erev, it's not going to be able to carry. And one side didn't make an erev, so they can't carry anyway. So it's to everyone's advantage to push them in that direction and let at least the other side be able to carry. And that's what the halacha tells us to do under those circumstances. What the Gemara is teaching us, that if you could be nice, why not be nice? Continues the Gemara in teaching us Hilchas Erevin, in making an Erev Chatzeres. If somebody is particular about his Erev, if somebody is particular about his Erev, that nobody should be allowed to eat the bread. We know the way an Erev is made is nobody else, everybody contributes some food to the Erev. And this person is particular that nobody could eat from his Erev. That's how Rashi explains. The Meiri says a very interesting pshat. The Meiri says that pshat is that Makbenal Eruvoy is that a person shows that he's not interested in this Erev. He doesn't really want to make an Erev. He's doing it because he's forced to do it. And therefore, Tosfos says, from here we see that the food that one contributes for an Erev, he should be careful not to be very special food. Because if somebody's careful about that food, then that he doesn't want anybody else eating that food. So specifically give food that isn't so significant and that you don't mind that anybody could eat from that food. And the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Simen Shin Samech Vav, Sif Hei, paskens like this. The Bi'ar Locha says also, and this is a concept that the Bi'ar Locha speaks about very often. He says, when we're speaking that somebody being makbid on the Erev disqualifies, the only time we have to be concerned is about Beinish Mashis. Because as the Bi'ar Locha always tells us, the time that is most significant for Erev is, this Bi'ar Locha is also in Simen Samech Vav, Devei HaMaskel Ve'im, is Bein HaShmashis. Because if the Erev is a good Erev by Bein HaShmashis, what happens afterwards doesn't concern us. So if somebody's makbid an Erev, Ein Erev Erev, says the Gemara, why? Mashmai, because what is this? What is an Erev called? Erev Shmai. So Rashi explains that the fact that Chazal called an Erev, what did Chazal want to teach us? Chazal wanted to teach us that it has to be Erev, that it combines them. And therefore, tells Shmuel, that if they're not, if somebody is makbid, that means it isn't considered a full-fledged combination. And if it isn't considered a full-fledged combination, it's not a kosher Erev. And the Sfas Emes takes this a step further. The Sfas Emes quotes a Yerushalmi. He says that the Yerushalmi says that the whole purpose of the Takana of Erev was Las Sholem Bein Ashkenim, to bring a level of harmony amongst neighbors. And if that isn't accomplished, then you don't. Then you've defeated the entire purpose of Erev. And if you defeated the entire purpose of Erev, it's not a kosher Erev. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samech Vav Sif Hei says that you should not use for an Erev something that you need for Tzudu Shabbos, because that's certainly something that you're going to be makbid on. But the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Lamed Vav says that if the person is prepared to say that if anybody will come here, I will be prepared to let them eat from that food, even though I like this food, I want this food, but he's generous and he says that I'm ready to let anybody eat from that food, then it's going to be fine. Rav Chanina disagrees, and he says, Eruv Erev. Even if he's makbid, his Erev is a good Erev. Ela shenikra ma'anshe v'adina. He's considered like people from Adina. He has a label of a stingy person, but it doesn't disqualify the Erev. So now, I saw a very interesting question. Here we're saying, the Gemara is being very specific, and as we said, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Samech Vav Sif Hei paskens this way, that anything that you want for yourself, you can't use for an Erev. So the Ramah in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Tzadik Dalet Sif Beis, says that in certain places they make Erev Chatzeres every Erev Shabbos. They don't make the Erev Chatzeres just once a year. It says the Ramah that those people could eat the Erev as soon as Ben Shemeshes is over. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says it's appropriate that they should use that Erev Chalo or Matzah for Lech Mishnah Shabbos morning and eat that by the Suda Shabbos morning. So the Shiari Knesset Agdoila asks, if we're learning Hamakbre Leruvoi, it's not a good Erev, and therefore, if I want that Chalo, I want that Matzah for part of my Suda Shabbos, how could it be a good Erev? So the Maamar Motcha answers that what the Shiori Knesset Agdoila means to say is as follows. He says that the Knesset Agdoila is trying to say this person has plenty challah. He has, Baruch Hashem, plenty matzah. And he doesn't need dafka this challah matzah. So that's why he's not considered a makbid. But now that he's not a makbid, so that's why the Erev is a kosher Erev. That's why the Erev is a kosher Erev. Just what? Now that it's a kosher Erev, it's only appropriate that since you used it for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah as well. However, the Marsham in Chela Gimel Simen Shin Ayin Aleph says he's not so convinced. And he says that maybe the challah that was put away for an Erev should not be used for Suda Shabbos, because otherwise it looks like you're being makbid on that, and if I'm makbid on it, it may be a problem. In fact, I saw the Sefer Kolboy Rishuyos for Erevin discusses that, let's say the community has an esrog, and they want to use that esrog that belongs to the community to make an Erev Chetzeres. Certainly it shouldn't be used, because the people want to use the esrog for the mitzvah of esrog. They don't want to use the esrog for an Erev. So even if they're putting it down for an Erev, that's called that you're being makbid on it, and it wouldn't be a kosher Erev. Amar Yehuda Shmuel, a different halacha, hachaylikas eruvay, that if somebody collected the Erev, but he doesn't put together the Erev together with all the other food of all the other people, then it's not a good Erev. Because again, the purpose of the Erev is to combine us. And if the purpose of the Erev is supposed to be combine us, it should be all in one place. And if it's not in one place, it's not considered that we're combined. And again, the Mishnah Brura and Simon Shin Samch Vav, Sifkot Laman Aleph explains that since, as we keep on repeating, what is an Erev called? Is an Erev is called Erev, that they're combined, and if you put it not together, then you're defeating the purpose of the Erev. Taman, ask the Gemara, whose opinion is this consistent with? With an opinion that we learned in our previous year, Tibeshamai, as we learned an opinion in a previous year, the Tanya Chamisha Shigavu as Eruva, if five people collected the Erev, V'nosnu b'shnei Kalim, and they put it into two separate Kalim, Beshamai ain't Erev. Beshamai says it's not a good Erev. Well, Beisela Emre Harei Erev, that it is a good Erev, says the Gemara Fil Taimu Kabeisela. This sack that Shmuel gave could follow the opinion of Beisela as well. Because at Kalip Kamer Beisela Hossam, when the Beisela say that putting it into different Kalim is not a problem, El the Malian Lamona, you filled up a Kali, the Yasser, and then there's not enough room, so then you could put the rest of the Erev into a second Kaili. Aval hecha the palge miflug, but if you put it into two Kalim originally, and you're not combined, loy, even Basil will agree that it's not a good Erev. Vatati lamali, ask the Gemara, so both of these halachas of hamakbra leruvay and a chelikas eruvay really stem from the same point, that you have Erev means to combine, and if you're not there, that it's not a good Erev. The Mishnah Brura says that if somebody knew up front that the Kali that they want to put the Erev into is not big enough, and they have a bigger Kali that could hold all the bread of the Erev, says the Mishnah Brura, that there are, this Mishnah Brura is a Simen Shin Samach Vav Sivkotin Lam Beis, that there's some Achronim that say that even then it would not be a good Erev. Because why'd you put it in a keli that doesn't have room for it? Especially if you had a keli that did have room for it. Says the Gemara Tzrichi. And the Gemara, why do we have to say both of these halachas? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. Dishmin hasam, if we only had the halacha of makbid of Erev, mishun the kapid. The person is expressly being makbid. Aval hocha, where the person is putting into two separate kalim, emaloi, maybe we won't be so strict. V'yashmin hocha, shunda palgi miflik. He separated himself, he deliberately separated himself. Aval hosom, where he didn't separate himself, he might not have been happy by what he's doing, but he put his bread into that erev, into that keli, emaloi, it's still a good erev. Tzricha, that's why we had to have the halacha in both cases. They were discussing this halacha in the oil press. The Bei Reb Zakkai, in the oil press that was owned by Reb Zakkai. Umiyam Shmuel, did Shmuel indeed paskin that achol k'saruve ein erev? If you divide your erev into separate kelim, it's not a good erev. V'am Shmuel, by shemanichim by erev, the house in which the erev is put, ein tzarich litan as a pas, doesn't have to be tribute bread. My tama, la mishum d'amar. Obviously, because Shmuel holds the kima de manach sala, since the owner has bread in a different keli in the house, everybody had bread in their home, so it's as if he has the bread together with the rest of the bread in the house. Hachinami, so why don't we say the same if somebody put his bread into a different keli, since it's manach basala, command in the malach hachadami, as long as it's in a basket in this house, it should be enough. Amalei, so he said, Hassam, regarding the person in whose house the Erev is, the reason why he doesn't have to contribute bread is not because he has bread in a different basket. Bread in a different basket won't be good. Even if he wouldn't have bread in his home at all, the Erev will be a good Erev. Because this is the house in which the Erev is being put. And since this is the house that the Erev is being put in, he doesn't have to get bread at all. But says the Chazon Ish, even though he doesn't have to get bread, he has to be a person who's not a makbid. So this Gemara is teaching us that the Erev cannot be separated into separate homes, into separate places. So the Chacham Tzvi says that apparently there was a minig in Hamburg in Germany that they used to put an Erev into every shul. They used to have the Erev Chatzeres put up in the shuls. And every shul in the city, they put up Erev. And he was very unhappy with that custom. He says, that's considered Mechalik Eruvoy. And Al Gemara says that Mechalik Eruvoy is not acceptable. However, the Mekar Baruch says it's okay. And he disagrees with the Chacham Tzvi. He says that there's a difference when every one of us is contributing to the Erev individually. When every one of us is contributing to the Erev individually, then we all have to be together in one basket, in one place. And otherwise, as our Gemara clearly teaches us, it would not be a good Erev. What they did over there is that one person, as is meaning in most places, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to have everybody give a little piece of matzah, a little piece of challah. One person, or the community, gives challah or matzah for the entire community. So that's not considered that we're makbid, because nobody really gave from his at all. And since nobody gave from his at all, we could have the Erev in different cases. And in fact, I saw that the Shalos Tshuvos B'Tzei L'Chochma and Chelef Aleph, Simen Yer Aleph, quotes that the Achronim say that even the Chacham Tzvi would agree that if the Erev was put into many different shuls, but it's just put in different shuls because everybody should know that there's a Erev, but not because of any type of Kepeda, then even the Chacham Tzvi would be agreeable that it would be a good Erev. Furthermore, the Michas Yitzchak discusses that if every community makes its own Erev, then for sure, if every shul, if every community makes its own Erev Chatzeres, then it puts up its own Erev Chatzeres in its own shul. So now the Gemara begins a discussion of what are the mechanics why Erev works. Amar Shmuel, Erev, the reason Erev works, that all the people that live in the same chotzer, if they contribute to the Erev, can now carry from their homes to each other, to the chotzer, vice versa, it works because kinyan. By giving the bread, the person who, where the Erev is being put, is making a kinyan that we're all living in this person's home. If we're all living in the same home, so there's no problem of Erev v'chatzeres, because the whole issue is based that I can't carry from my home to your home, or I can't carry from a more private type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a more public Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But if there's a kinyan, then there's no concern, because that means that we're all together. And because we're all together, then there's only one house here and there's no problem. So Rashi explains that the mechanics of the Erev because of Kinyan, what it accomplishes is that by collecting bread from everybody who has a home in this chatzar, we look at them as if they're all living, as if they have a kinyan in that one house where they put the Erev. So what that means is that the house in which the Erev is now really is all of the people who live in the chatzar's home. The Tosis, the Ve'amaskel Erev, seems to have a different approach. He says that what the kinyan accomplishes is that we're all sharing in all of the houses. Rim Toimer, so ask the Gemara, if that's the mechanics of Erev, Memna Ein Koinem Bema, so then why don't we do a kinyan in the old fashion of Erev? Why do we have to do the kinyan with bread? Answers the Gemara, Mneish Einem Etzuya Ba'arvi Shabbosos. In the world that they lived, when Erev Shabbos came, they didn't have money left. So Chazal said to do the Erev, the best way to do the Erev is with bread, which is available. So Taisa says, so why don't we do it with other food items? So the halacha is, because bread is the most, as we said earlier, is the most common food that's found in every home, and therefore we use bread, which is the most common food. Tosfos also says the shtufim mevos was not made with bread, but you don't have to have bread, but you do have to have a food item. Tosfos also asks, if Erev is Meshum Kinyan, so where's the Kinyan? Where's the Kinyan? Kinyan means that you know that you're doing a transaction. Where's the Kinyan? So he says that that's part of the Takanas Chazal of Erev. The part of the Takanas Chazal of Erev is that even though they don't go through the normal form of transaction of how to do a Kinyan, it's still considered a Kinyan. Ask the Gemara, Heichad Erev Mir Likni, says the Gemara, but if Erev is because of Kinyan, so if they use money, it should be a good Kinyan, says the Gemara. Gzeir, the reason they said it doesn't work, is Gzeir Shami Yomru Ma Iker. Sometimes they'll think that the only thing that you can use for an Erev is money. And as we just said, Zibna Delo Shchich Man, it was unfortunately all too common that Erev Shabbos, before this man, people didn't have money. Velasi L'Ruvi V'Pas, and they're not going to use bread because they're going to think that you have to use money. Velasi Erev L'Kakulei, and the whole concept of Erev will fall to the side. Rav Amahavah, says the Gemara, that the concept of Erev is Meshum Dira. By putting their bread into one home, that makes them all partners. And as the Rashba explains, that even Shmuel agrees, and we're going to see this concept throughout the Sugya, that what Erev accomplishes is Dira. The difference between Rav and Shmuel is just a difference in the mechanics. According to Rav, the Erev, where my food is where I'm living. And therefore, just putting the food there is enough. According to Shmuel, that's insufficient to make the Erev work. You also have to have an element of a kinyan. So again, says the Gemara, Rava Am Shumdira. That's where they're all living together. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the practical difference in halacha between these two approaches. Ikabinayu kli, if you used keli to make an eruv. So if you hold eruv mishum kinyan, so if you use the keli, it'll be good enough. Another nafkamina, pox mishava pruta. If the bread, the food that they collected, is less than a sheva pruta. If we'll say it's because of kinyan, so then pox mishava pruta you can never do a kinyan with. If it's because dira, it'll be sufficient. But as Tosfos, so we understand that you have to have the Ramaskal Ika, that you have to have a Shava Pruta to affect the Kinyan. But we've learned throughout this Masechta that the amount of food you need to have for an Erev is the amount of food you eat by two Sudas. Why do you have to have so much food? But according to what we just learned, the Rajba, that Shmuel also agrees. It's not that Shmuel doesn't agree the Erev Mishum Dira. So if Shmuel agrees to the concept that Erev Mishum Dira, Shmuel will agree that you have to have at least the amount of two foods. There's another nafkamina, is cotton. If the Erev was constructed by a cotton. If the purpose is Dira, so we have a Dira. But if the purpose is Kinyan, we don't have a Kinyan. Says the Gemara, Amalei Bai L'Rabba, L'Didach Kasha, I have a question on your opinion that says Erev Mishum Dira, and I have a Kasha on Shmuel Kasha who says Erev Mishum Kinyan. Hatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chamisha Shigovas Erivan, if five people who live in one Chotzer collected the food for an Erev, and they want to now make an Erev with people from a different Chotzer, Kshemarichan as Ruvan Lamakam Echer, when they take the Erev to the other Chotzer, they don't have to give bread on that for that purpose. Echad Meilech Lekulan. One of the people who contributed in the Erev gives for all of his partners. Says the Gemara, but who did need Kani? So the person who contributed, that means if we have five people in one Chatzar, they made a Ruvi Chatzaris together. Now they want to make a Ruvi Chatzaris with their next door Chatzar. So one of these five just contributes and it's going to be a fine Erev. A fine Erev. But ask the Gemara, who need the Kakani? So he accomplished something. The Suloi, but what about the other people? Who need the Kadayer? So he, by contributing, becomes a member of the next Chatzar. The Suloi, but nobody else. Amalei, so Rabbi responds to Abaya, Loyal the Dikash, Loyal Shmukash. The Kash is not a Kash on me, nor on Shmuel, because the Shlichusai, the Ulka of it. The Loch of all of them, he's doing. He's doing a Shlichus for all of them. And since he's doing a shlichus, that's good enough. That's good enough. He could do a shlichus for all of them. And as I saw, the Karen Oyra asks, how could it work if has he become a shlichus? So the Karen Oyra says that the main factor behind an Erev is a hecker. And this is enough to accomplish a hecker. Going back to the previous sugya, says the Gemara, Amarav Rava Amarav Chama Bagurya Amarav Halacha Rav Shimon. The Halacha is like Rav Shimon when we have the three Chatzeres that are open to each other and open to Shus Rabim, that the middle Chatzer could carry with the two outer ones, the two outer ones could carry with the middle, and the only thing that can't be done is that the outer ones can't carry with each other, like Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon's opinion. So our Gemara says that Erev Mishum Dira. And as we quote the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samach Vav Sif Aleph, says, Chotzer Sha'arbi Batim Psuchim B'toichai, a Chotzer that many houses open to, Osir Chom L'tatum V'bentayim L'chotzer Ad Sha'arvu, you may not carry from each house to the Chotzer until there's an Eruv Chatzeris. Dainu, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shigoy V'mpas M'kol Bayis Abayis, we collect food from every home, the nice noise of the axe with Bati Chatzeris, and then we put the food in one of those homes. Shidekach on the Royan Kil Kolum Durum Ba'is Abayis. That achieves that as if they're all living in the same home. And there's a question that the Cheshuki Chemet asks. He says, what happens if somebody built a home in a Chatzer illegally? So he's not really allowed to live there. The question is, we know, as we keep on repeating, for the Erev to be a good Erev, everybody who lives in the Chatzar has to contribute to the Erev. What happens if this person didn't contribute? What will be the halacha with that Erev. Since, so he says, that since he has no right to live here, he even if he lives here on a permanent basis, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samach Vav, Sef Ches, speaks about a person who's a guest. He says a guest, certainly if he's not a guest kavu, he's not there 30 days, can't, doesn't affect, and he doesn't have to contribute to the Erev, the Erev will be fine. And therefore he says this person cannot be any better. The Machs Avrom, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Machs Avrom, Simon Ein Gimel Ein Dalet Ein Hey Chelek Aleph, discusses where there's a town that had two communities, and every community decided to make its own Erev. And he wants to discuss, can they each have their own Erev? So he says that the whole purpose, as we quoted earlier in our shir, from the Yerushalmi, is Daki Shalom, that to make that we should all get along. So if this Erev is not an effort of the entire community, then it's not a valid Erev, because it defeats the whole purpose of Erev. The purpose of Erev is to foster Shalom, not the opposite. Says the Mishnah Mishnah Baba Derek, somebody's traveling on the road with Choshkoloi, and it's getting dark. And he knows a certain tree or a certain fence, a certain landmark that is 2,000 amos away from where he is. And then the home that is going to be 2,000 amos from his home is 2,000 amos from that landmark. Vomani, therefore he says, Shvasi Tachtov. He says, that's where I want to be kind of Shvis for Shabbos. It's meaningless. Because he didn't identify, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara, a specific place where he intends to be kind of shvisa for Shabbos. Shvisa should be ikra. But if somebody says, he identifies a specific landmark, and he said, that's where I want to be kind of shvisa, and he knows that there's the proper distance from there to his home, Mahalach min Mokim Raglov, that ikra paimama, so he could walk from where he is till there, 2,000 amma. V'nimtza mahalim shech shecha pa'as alofim. He could get the 4,000 amma from where he is, because he identified his Erev by identifying a specific spot. So that's 2,000 ammas away from where he is, plus another 2,000 ammas to his home. V'im einim bakir. But let's say you don't know any specific landmark, or she'eni bakir ba'alochi, or he doesn't know the halochi, he didn't learn these shiurim. V'amar. Shvasim Kaime, where I am now, that's where I want to be kind of Shvisa. Zochalei Mekaimai, Apayim Amok L'charuach. That becomes his Mokum Shvisa for Shabbos. And Tosfos, the Remask of Omar, says that he doesn't really have to say it. The Mishnah uses the word V'omar because in the Reisha, you have to say V'omar. Because if you're identifying a place where you're not, you have to say it. Here, you don't even have to say it. Says the Mishnah further, Agulus, when we look at these 2,000 Amma, the way to look at them is Agulus, in a circle. Divrei Reb Chanina ben Atignas. We know that we put a circle in a square, we're going to gain 1.4, the square will be 1.4 larger than the circle. That's what you gain by measuring the Erev that way. Kidei Shineskel is obvious. That you could gain the corners, that's what the halacha allows it to do. Says the Mishnah, V'zui Shamru, this is what Chazal told us, Hani Ma'ar Baraglav. What we said, that you don't have to put down bread, you could just say that this is where my Erev is, that if a person's traveling on the road and he doesn't have any bread, so every person traveling on the road who doesn't have a bread is considered like an ani. And Chazal said, by being there, that makes it your Erev. Amar Rameir, but Rameir says, Afilu Ano Emo Eloka Ani. We don't agree with this. And even somebody who's on the only somebody on the road is treated like an Ani. But somebody at home can't be Kaveya his Erev just by saying that this is my Makam Shvisa. He has to bring bread there. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Echer Ani Ve'Echer Ve'Asher, everybody can be Ma'ar Baraglov by saying that this is where I am being kind of Shvisa. V'Le'amar Ma'ar V'Pas, the only reason Chazal said that you can make an Eir with putting that bread is L'Hakal Asher, to make it easier for the wealthy person who doesn't have to go out by himself to put down the bread, but what he could do is he could send a shliach. But the purpose of doing that is not to make a chumrah. The purpose of doing that is actually to make a kula, that by identifying a place, that by going to the place, then that's the best way of making an eruv, and you don't have to use bread.